vigorous morning savior. We're just getting our feet wet. We have 10 to 15 minutes now. What I want to do now, I want you guys to get the feel of the Gemara, and tomorrow I begin to dig into a number of the particular issues. What I want to do now is to just walk through the Gemara together, a couple of wrinkles in the Shaka Vitaria, and identify some of the areas where we can dig deeper going forward. Let's take a look. So again, the Gemara had at the top where I've laid out the two models of Avos and Toldos. Is the Avos and Toldos of Shabbos, Avos and Toldos of Tuma, Chayotz to the Hemlatzio, to the Hachamai, fourth one, Amar Papa. Well, Yeshman Yotzman, Yeshman Lachetman. By Mizikin, it's Yesh V'yesh. There are some that are, and some that are not. Some are like Shabbos, and some are like Tuma. This is going to launch the Gemara into now a mystery. We need to do some sleuthing to figure out, well, which one is it? You guys are deer stalker cat, Bahamil. And you guys are, well, Tanar Abanam. There's a short tosis, by the way, who sensitizes us to an issue of Gemara terminology. Like, you know, the Papa says, the answer is some yes and some not. Right? Shabbos, yes. Tuma, no. Nezikin, yesh v'yesh. Tanya Rabbanan. The Tosfos Rabbi jumps and says, Hipsikla Reisa Zu, Lefarish Tol Gosein, Lachiyotvin, Tekamra Papa, Ahei. How you mean? Punctuate that, and then what is that Tosfos one? And a little Tosfos time. Tosfos says, we're mafsik with this Reisa in order to explain Tol Gosein, Lachiyot to the hen, Tekamra Papa, Aheya. What does the word Aheya mean? That's the most important word of Tosis. What does the word Hey? Hey Yud. Hey is which. And it comes up later also, right? They Hey Tasi. From which? Like in Hebrew, it's important to know these words, right? There's a difference between Man and Hecha and Hey. Man is who, and Hecha is where, and Hey is which. Man is like me, in Hebrew, who. Hecha is like, how do you say where in Hebrew?
Epo.
You say Epo, or you could say Hecha. In Mishnah Hebrew, some say Hecha, or may Hecha lamadnu. Hecha is equivalent in Aramaic of Hecha, where. Hey, Hey Yud, Hey, is equivalent in Hebrew of Hey, right. Which in the language of Mishnayos, the way you say which is Ezer. In Tanakh, Ezer, here's just two separate words. Ezer, by such a different word. Nobody says Hey. It's A, so in Aramaic, it's Hey. Hey is which. So Ah, Heya, you know, of course, that the Aleph could be a prefix on a noun. In Hebrew, the prefixes on nouns are based on the top from one of the men. In Aramaic, it can also be a Dalet or an Aleph. In Aramaic, Hebrew, you can have a Shin. In Aramaic, you can have a Dalet or an Aleph. The Dalet in Aramaic is like a Shin in Hebrew, Mishnah in Hebrew. And an Aleph in Aramaic is it means on. Aleph, right? Short for Aleph. So Aheya is Al Ezek. On which? So this is sort of the phrasing of the Tosis, sort of a convoluted sentence. We're mafsik with this brisa in order to explain. Well, it says because Lav Yotzin, so Rapapa, Aheya. When Rapapa said that there are Toldos or Lav Yotzin, Aheya. On which? Well, right. Which one was he talking about? That's going to be the next black plug, be the search for the Toldos or Lav Yotzin. As we're going to see, as Ray saw, the Gemara unfolds that the general trend is that Toldos and Mizikin are Kayotzin, like Shabbos. We're going to be looking for the missing Toldos and Lav Yotzin that Rapapa mentioned. Okay, so what was Tosis' point? What's Tosis' unspoken kasha? This Tosis is like a Rashi. He's answering the question they didn't specify. The question is,
what's
this person doing here? Good. And now what's this person doing here? It's a hipsit. What's very troubling with the language of the syntax of the Gemara? Can you hear me, brother? Bobby, can you hear me? Are you hearing? What's troubling with the syntax of the Gemara? Right, one of the things you hopefully that you learn at some point when you begin to learn Gemara is that there are different maybe different terminology, but those syntax words or those traffic-like words or whatever you want to call them are the words that are often used in very technical terms to regulate the flow of the Gemara. Introduce a kashya, introduce a teretz, right? What shmamina means, what yibayilu means, those are the syntax words. Tana Rabbanan is one of those syntax words. Tana Rabbanan does what? Tana Rabbanan introduces a brisa which begins a new discussion. The same way you can have a piece of a Mishnah, either the Mishnah or something you'll have later on, like two dots in the next line of the Mishnah, the Pisgah, and that starts a new Shach Vataria. So sometimes the Gemara will do that with a brisa instead. Sometimes the Gemara will do that with a Mishnah from a different Masechta, and that'll be Tanan Hasam. There we go. If you're doing it with a brisa, then Shalacha or Tosefta, something like that, Tana Rabbanan. Fresh start. Here's a brisa. Now we begin to handle over the brisa. It's very confusing here because that's the way it works 99 times out of 100. If you keep that mind, read the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara is done. The Gemara has a long question. Is it Kayotim Lakyotim? Our answer 50-50. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Period. End of the discussion. New discussion. Tadra Banan. Give up with every shar. That's what it sounds like. But the Torah says to tell you, by the way, this Tana Rabbanan is unlike...
Break it down!
Try to match your intensity right.
Prepare for takeoff. The air conditioner is trying to encourage you. Achar pulls some shakar al havas to realize you have to take off, prepare for takeoff from Zadzal Kama. So, what Tosfos is bothered by, again, it's a very simple, unassuming Tosfos with an intriguing kasha. What they were bothered by, if you know enough, if you don't know enough, the kasha is rather. If you know enough, it looks like we just finished. We had a shaila, we gave it one line answer, yesh, yesh, done. Because now you understand, we're just getting started. And for some reason, the Gemara quotes this rice, it should have been a tisanya. You would have expected Ishmael Yotin Ishmael Yotin, Dasanya. So it's not really a Dasanya because it's not directly flowing from, and that's what Tosfos is saying. It is a hepsic. It is hepsic. It took a break. We want to ultimately expand upon Rav Papa's statements, his mysterious statement at Yesh Yesh. We want to figure out which is which. But the Gemara, and we're not directly, this price isn't directly addressing that. But what we're doing is saying, okay, let's hold on for a moment. We need to back up and know something about the avos before we can have an intelligent conversation about which is which. They say, Tana Rabbanan, it's not a classic Tana Rabbanan in terms of totally new Shach Vataria. We're taking a break. It's almost like a sidebar or a footnote. Now and then, now let's learn something about the avos, and then we can begin to get back to Rav Papa and say, oh, now that I know something called Karen, is it Karen? Now I know something called Shane, is it Shane? That's what Tosfos is right now. We broke the flow of the Shach Vataria, which is why we do use Tana Rabbanan, but it's in order to ultimately come back to Rav Papa. So Tana Rabbanan. Himal Avos Nemar Bishar, HaKaren, HaShane, VaRega. This Braisa is unequivocal. Our Mishnah was a little bit mysterious, as we know. We saw the whole Rav and Shmuel. What does Shar mean? What does Mav mean? The brace is being very clear. Shar includes three separate others: Karen, Shane, Rega. Karen Minalan. Where does Karen come from? Rabbanan. Here we quote another brace. And the brace says Karen, Shane, Rega. So those will be the beginning of what we're going to attack. Now let's talk about, in order to talk about Toldos, we first need to know. Let's analyze Karen Matan. Number one, what's the Makar? The answer is, here's a Brisa. It sounds like it's just from, even without looking at the Mechilta, just from looking at the Brisa, it sounds like it's a Mechilta, a Medrash Halacha on Shmos, because It starts with a pasuk and then analyzes it. That's usually the telltale sign of the medrash halacha, because that's what medrash halacha are. Medrash means Torah Shvah Peh, which is organized al seder hamikra instead of al seder topics. Mishnayos and Tosefta are seder topics. All halachas of Shabbos, all halachas of Erev, all halachas of Pesachim. And medrash is going pasuk, organized Torah Shvah Peh, pasuk by pasuk. So here, Torah Rabban and Bryce starts with Kiga. Then the Bryce said, what does that mean? A negichel de karen. To be no geah. The animal is being no geah. What do you mean to be no geah? That means to use the horn, to gore. How do I know? Two sources. Number one, pasuk in Malachim, Shana and Mar, Ayazlo, Chitka, and Kanana, Karane, Barazel. The Navi Sheker. I think we discussed this story earlier in the year. The Navi Sheker Tzidki is trying to convince the Melech, I believe the Melech Yisrael, that he will succeed against Aram, and Aram will not overtake him. And he even has a, we spoke about this when we learned Ramban and Parashat Lech Lecha by Paul Dimian. This is a classic example of Paul Dimian. Except this was he was not a real Navi. He was a faker. But he made up his own Nebuah, and even made up a Paul Dimian to match. He tried to tell the king, don't worry about Aram, you'll be fine. So he even straps on, sounds like he brings along these metal horns, and that's his prop. He claims falsely that so Hashem spoke to him, saying, you're going to go around with these horns. See, and he says, with a carrot. Sure. The Omar Amar, we saw this Gemara earlier, we were learning by Bezer and Alphos, right? The harsh or hadra of the kind of name, kind of, but him, I mean, not a half sailors. Shut up. There's also a problem. My be old man. Now the girl wants to know, okay, Barry, now I'm happy you gave me the mucker for Karen. Now I have a side question, which is going to occupy us for the next 6-7 lines, and then we're going to get back to the next step, which is where the Tov. Now that we identified the Av of Karen and Chumash, we're going to try and figure identify the Toldos, and then step 3 we can ask, are the Toldos Kales Karen Lachkins? But before we're done with step 1, which is identifying the Av of Karen, we want to know that once you mention, it's sort of like a goofa, once you mention that price, I'm wondering, what exactly is going on in that price? My be Omer, why do you have to have another pasuk? What was wrong? The first pasuk was very clear. Karnayim, Negicha, beautiful. Why do you have to have the Omer, B'chor Shor? Why are you going in Omer? Why are you adding an additional pasuk? V'chi, Tema, Dibri Tam, Dibri Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan. If you'll tell me, well, we don't learn Dibri Torah from Dibri Kabbalah, what does that mean? Rashi says Dibri Kabbalah is Nevi'im Sulim. Kabbalah, well, mysticism should be found in Nevi'im Sulim, but not in the Torah. That'll be very exciting. What does this mean? And if you'll tell me we all learn Dibri Torah from Dibri Kabbalah, in other words, if you'll tell me, very nice, you're born in Pasuk in Nevi'im, but that's not acceptable for learning Din Doraisa. I can't learn Din Doraisa from Nevi'im. Tashema before Sharado. That's why we brought a positive from Chumash. The Gemara says, if that's what's driving the Omer, that's very, very shaky. That's not a good kasha. Behind Melechut. Is that a drasha? Yalfusa. Yilamusa v'yalmu. It's merely revealing the fact. That what? The Negicha is the Kerem. What do you mean revealing the fact? Every drasha reveals the fact. It's not a drasha, it's a Yilamusa. The definition. But it's not the one who's teaching me the Torah. This is a pair of glasses. If I would find an inscription, that I would find an ancient inscription in Sa'd Ivri, but that dates back to the period of the Vayis Rishon, that has, it's a sample of language. If I can figure out from that sample what the word means, then that's great. It's not a Torah source, it doesn't matter. Right? It's not, Yalfusa means to teach me halacha. This is not teaching halacha, this is just a dictionary show. Elamai the same kipal rachman the talmud hamni the tulusha in the chuberes a makulim uletasei tashma b'chor shaharadim. The Gemara says no. The reason why the weakness of the first drasha is not that it's from Nevi'im rather than from Torah. It's that it deals with an unusual case, a case of a detached horn. This is a battering ram. This is not natural boring. Does the Rishonim point that? Yeah, okay. See, if you all have the first pasuk, you'll say negicha means an animal picks up a stick in its mouth and goes and attacks a person. It goes and attacks another animal. A poke. So a poke, that fencing. If the animal fences you and stabs you, that would be negicha. If I would go and hit you with his own horns, that would be different. Okay, so that's why I have the second pasuk. The second pasuk makes it clear because b'chor shor hagel v'karnei re'ein karnav. His horns are the horns of Ra'im, natural horns. And then we go on to say Negicha, that makes it clear Negicha doesn't just mean to attack with a stick, with a battering ram. Negicha means with natural horns as well. And let me just leave you with the following. So some of the issues, that come up in this Gemara, we'll have to explore. One is to understand a little more about this Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalpiyon, and why the Trigon level of Halacha. Another issue is Tosis and the Rashba. We saw a piece of the Rashba, but there's a lot more going on in terms of what would the Din HaMinuchu Beres have been? What would the Hava mean? Mechuberes would be, let's say I only have one pasuk. So Tlusha is Chatzi Nezek. Mechuberes might end up being Chatzi Nezek also. So the Gemara's argument that we need the second pasuk is a difficult one. And the Rashba does some very, very fascinating things. We have taken a look at that Rashba, we'll take another peek. And then, in the second half, the Gemara then goes on to talk about Tolda Dekaren, and the Gemara says something intriguing about Adam Islay Mazel. The Rashi has one approach, but the other show give other approaches, and says, what is it about people that make them less attackable? Okay, we shall continue, Mitch Hashem, tomorrow.